Nina's early experience playing piano at church was recognized, and her ongoing studies with Miss Masnovich, a classical pianist and teacher in Tryon, helped to expand her skills. Nina's young friend Lorena explains.
She already knew how to play. She was already a pianist. But a lady gave her music lessons and trained her in different ways, you know, about how to be a musician. She was excited about it.
I put a spell on you.
Jeff Lieberman, producer of the amazing Nina Simone film documentary, further explains the continued growth of young Eunice Wayman, who would go on to become the Nina Simone that we know today.
Mrs. Massey really saw the potential, the musical ability in Eunice, and taught her and gave her opportunities to go study elsewhere that were so necessary for Nina to become a success.
I put a spell on you.
You could tell that there was a very special quality to Nina, and that people were recognizing it and wanted to further it.
Nina's daughter Lisa explains what this support meant to the family.
It was blacks and whites in Tryon back in at that time who contributed towards my mother's education. That was really wonderful to know. That the townspeople came together, all of them, or many of them of different races and backgrounds, to support this young potential student who had so much genius and clearly could make a difference in terms of her family's life and in terms of her own.
This relationship with Miss Massey, as she came to be known, would be forever cherished by Nina.
When she introduced me to Mrs. Masnovich, I think I was about 10 or so, or 8, something like that. Oh my goodness, I am not used to seeing my mother get all breathy and nervous and around someone else. I was looking at her more than I was looking at Mrs. Masnovich, like, Mom, are you okay? I mean, she was just, it was as if she was introducing her idol, her oracle, someone who really made a huge difference in her life, and as we all know, Mrs. Masnovich did.
Learn more about Nina Simone and Historic Tryon by clicking on the links in the text. Then click next to hear about Nina's first experience as an activist.